Log Talk Radio.
Moving forward, Daily Complaint. So welcome, folks, to the Daily Complaint. Welcome to the last couple days of September, folks. Believe it or not, we are almost through the third quarter of the year. We've only got three more days. And it's off to October, November, December, which means we are rounding the corner to the holiday season. There is no better time than the present to know your rights and to search your rights, as well as to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. So, again, folks, welcome to the Daily Complaint. As I introduced before, my name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of Venn Consulting. I'm also going to be your hostess, your host, your cruise director, whatever you'd like to call me. I'm okay with that. At least visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. So, again, as a manager and just to my own Venn Consulting, and Consulting brings to you or attempts to bring to you daily complaint every weekday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We generally bring the show to you at 10 a.m. Pacific time at this point, with 1 p.m. East Coast time or Atlantic time or however you want to call it, East Coast, West Coast. So there are some days where we bring it to you at a different hour. So the reality is, and we understand this more than anyone, is that we know that you don't necessarily listen live. So we're okay with you listening later. No issues. Just want to make sure you know how to do so, which is all you need to do is visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. That's why we bring to you the Daily Complaint Blog Talk Radio on online radio, because immediately following every show, the show is archived for your listening pleasure, okay? You can listen to the show whenever you'd like, 24/7. You can listen to any of the past shows. In fact, we're definitely rounding the corner. By the end of this week, we'll be at 300 shows or over 300 shows. I don't know where we sit. I think we're about two or three shows away. So we're pretty close. So we will have in our arsenal, shall we say, 300 shows. How, where, and what resources exist for you to know your rights and to search your rights. We're very proud of what we do here at the Daily Complaint. We're very pleased and grateful to be able to help you as consumers. Trust me, it helps us as well. The more we gain to help you, the more knowledge we gain and to help us. So I promise you, there's no such thing as bad knowledge. Right? Maybe bad religion. I'm just kidding. But, you know, there's no such thing as bad knowledge. So reality is this. I promise you, hang in with us, at least for the next 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to glean something out of this show that you didn't know before, and you're going to have resources that will last a lifetime. Because let's face it, you're either going to rent a home or own a home for the rest of your life, or you're going to be placed in a home. Either way, you have rights. So you have rights at every stage, at every juncture, at every designation, shall we say, of your shelter, your home. And reality is you have consumer rights that are afforded you under all of those circumstances. So I promise, if you know your rights, it will be or you will be so much more successful in asserting your rights, folks. Okay? So reality, you've got to know your rights. That's the only name of the game. There's nothing else that you need to know. There's nothing else. Well, there's always something else that you need to do, because in order to assert your rights, you've got to make a commitment to it. Which brings me to welcome all of you to the show. Welcome to you who are joining us for the first time. Like I said, we're very proud to do what we do here. We're very grateful to provide an outlet for customers and homeowners and mortgagors and debt, everything in between. So to speak. So we're so pleased at what we do. We are so grateful for you as listeners, you as consumers, that take the time to listen to the show. We love what we do. Hopefully that conveys what we have to convey. We want to welcome those of you who are joining us the first time. What a great first step, knowing your rights and asserting your rights. There's no time like the present. There's no time like now. Okay? We also want to extend a warm welcome to those of you who might be listening to us the second time, maybe the fifth time, maybe the tenth time. Maybe you were having issues with your mortgage servicer last year, and you won the lottery and you paid off your debt, but they're holding money. We're going to talk about that today. Or they're still debiting you for things that you don't know. We're going to talk about that today. So regardless of what stage you are, we want to extend a warm welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time, it's a first step. Those of you who are joining us for the second, third, fifth time, you're now making a commitment to knowing your rights and asserting your rights. That's the best thing you can do for yourself. Because I promise you, if you know your rights, your consumer rights, it will touch almost every part of your life, okay? Whether you need it or not, your rights are always there for you. Okay, it's kind of like I think about it in the sense of, you know, tap water. Whether you like it or not, whether you need it or not, generally it's always going to be there for you. At least we hope it always is there for us, which is nothing. It's part of why we love being Americans and living in the United States of America, because we know we can turn on that tap and generally water comes out. So far in my life, I haven't been disappointed in that, knock on wood, for which I always like to say I'm grateful for the fact that we live here, that we have those, grateful for the fact we have consumer rights, that we have the privileges that we have. Okay. So today we're going to talk about, once you've paid off your mortgage, what happens? Okay. What is that? You know, especially if you go through a party or you go through the transaction, what's supposed to happen? Okay, we're going to talk about that. Now, reality is this. I have been in and out of the real estate industry since 1998. I grew up with a father that was in the real estate industry. So I pretty much have lived and breathed real estate for a really long time in my life. Part of my experience is that I used to work in escrow as a budding branch manager, as a branch manager in training, should we say. Kind of worked my way up through the ranks when I was younger and did a ton of closings. A ton of people selling their homes, a ton of people buying new homes, a lot of transactions that are simultaneous, where you're selling one, you're buying the other that's contingent upon the sale of one, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. Okay, so we'll talk about what happens. Today we have a complaint that's coming from a gentleman by the name of John House. It is NationStar Mortgage. Okay, that's who the complaint is against. Looks like Phoenix, Arizona, which we're actually located in Scottsdale, Arizona, for those of you that know us. The complaint was posted on 9/21, so exactly a week ago. Okay. We're going to talk about today the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. What rights do you have, so on and so forth. We're going to talk about the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They're a relatively new agency that's supposed to pretty much kind of take over on the complaint side for the FTC, I think, in many cases. So there might be some overlap when you send your complaint to both. But nonetheless, before we start, I want to give you those two websites. In case you're listening live, you can join in with us and go to those websites as we are going to them. The FTC's website is ftc.gov. The CFPB's website is consumerfinance.gov. Okay? So if you're tired of listening to me, you are welcome to leave me immediately. Both of those websites, the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov, on the top right, you're going to see a green link to submit a complaint. On the FTC's website, ftc.gov, on the bottom right, you're going to see a link to submit a complaint. Okay? So that's all you need to know in order to submit a complaint to there. But folks, I promise you, there's so much more information that's contained within those sites that you can not only submit a complaint, you can also obtain the knowledge you're seeking. But we're going to talk about the steps this individual can take to rectify any situation. Okay? So, like I said, welcome to the Daily Complaint. Today we're going to talk about NationStar Mortgage. A couple housekeeping notes before we begin. First and foremost, our website is thedailycomplaint.com. It's where our show page is housed. When you go there, there are links on the top right to Twitter and Facebook, as well as our End Consulting website, which is where we do all the work that we do. The Daily Complaint is a show that's brought to you by End Consulting. Kind of clarify that a little bit. My personal signature, again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. My personal signature for every show, so you don't need to go any further than that. If you'd like to, I'm more than happy to talk to you. I would never charge to talk to you. We don't even charge to make a phone call. You're what's going on. Okay. What we do want to make sure is that you reach the desired result that you're seeking. And in order to do that, you have to jump through a few hoops, okay? Why? Because, unfortunately, the mortgage servicing industry is fraught with fraud, okay? And it's just a messy place to be. So, unfortunately, what should happen doesn't happen. What needs to happen doesn't happen, so on and so forth, okay? So, without further ado, we're going to talk about NationStar Mortgage, okay? Folks, I can't tell you enough how important it is. If you have an issue, it's great to post a complaint. It's even better to do it where you make them respond, okay? And I'm going to talk to you about the difference, okay? So we found this complaint actually last week. We were supposed to do it on Thursday. We got stuck with some process issues on Thursday here in the office that prevented us, honestly, from doing the show, so I apologize for that. Friday, same thing. We just kind of stuck with a whole bunch of sale dates for clients that, you know, are more important than broadcasting. I mean, let's face it, we've done almost 300 shows. I promise you there's already an archive of everything that you need for the most part, and we do try and make it 5 days a week on weekdays, Monday through Friday, with the Daily Complaint. But sometimes we want to make sure that our clients are taken care of first and foremost. Sometimes we get stuck on the phone. That's what happened on Thursday. You know, so like I said, we are committed to bringing to you the Daily Complaint 5 days a week. Sometimes the bleep hits the fan. We can't really help it. And we're in a situation where time is of the essence for a client. And, you know, we're not a huge corporation or company. We're a small mom-and-pop organization that's committed to assisting homeowners like yourselves or consumers like yourself. Problems. So sometimes the problems take over and we're unable to come to you. So like I said, our commitment is 5 days a week. We're going to try and be committed to that at least through or up to the holiday season. Obviously, we're going to take some time on Thanksgiving. We're going to take some time off for Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. In full disclosure, I'm going to give birth probably somewhere around Christmas. So we're probably going to take at least 2 weeks off. And then we generally take about a month off in the summer because it's our slowest season. You're all on vacation. I like to go on vacation too, even if it's just a mental vacation. So nonetheless, like I said, today we're going to talk about NationStar Mortgage. This complaint comes to us from a gentleman by the name of John House. Very fitting complaint or complaining party. Complaining about his mortgage with NationStar Mortgage. The title of his complaint is Escrow Disbursement. As I said, it was posted on 9/21/2015, so a week ago. Out of Phoenix, Arizona. His complaint is about a payoff, about what that means. This complaint is short, but it's fitting, okay? This is nothing new. If you've dealt with some of these companies, this is very, it doesn't stun us. It doesn't shock us that these things are going on. What shocks us is that consumers have to fight for the rights just to get what's due to them. Okay. So, John states, I've called this company four times since my mortgage was paid off in August. Again, this is NationStar Mortgage. The mortgage was paid off with the amount they sent my title company. Okay. Seems normal, right? My escrow was to be a certain amount, and NationStar proceeded to take another PMI payment in September when my mortgage was paid in August. Like I said, we're going to talk about a payoff amount. If they send you a payoff amount, shouldn't that be the right payoff amount? Yes. Should they be able to then, after your payment is made, unless it expired, which generally they're going to tell you how good for. There should be nothing further to do. Darn well, debit it out of your account. Okay? Because to me, that's a whole fraud. Okay? So, now PMI is payments in August to cover. If you have a close escrow or a pay, and within that time frame, there should be nothing else, especially if you're going through the title company. If your company is overseeing that, I've gone back to the title company and said, hey, whoa, time out. Why are they now debiting money? But we're going to talk about it in a second. Like I said, I've experienced I can't get anyone on the phone when I find a supervisor after 45 minutes. She tells me to call FHA to get the payment. What? I received my escrow disbursement check today, and guess what? Wrong amount. I've held for 53 minutes on this call with two unsuccessful calls earlier. Still no resolution. This company is a scam far away. Okay? So, first let's establish what's going on here. Okay? So, John is trying to pay off his mortgage. Whether he's getting a new loan and refinancing, whether he came into money and he's paying off his loan, whether he sold the house and is paying off the loan, I don't know, okay? My assumption is that if he's going through a title company, he probably sold the house, okay? So let's say he sold the house. That should be the end of it. The payoff amount is the payoff amount is the payoff amount, okay? There should be nothing further. If they owe you money out of escrow, that amount should be shown on the payoff amount or payoff statement, or that should be established before you close, okay? If it's been another month and they've paid another month, that's one thing, okay? If they've just collected another month, that's a different thing. Okay, so you, unfortunately, as the borrower, have to really check your documents and have to make sure that it is what it is. Also, if you've used a title company, You want to make sure that you go back and address this with them. Hold them accountable as well, okay? Because they're the ones who do your closing. They're the ones who match up all the figures and make sure that everything is what it's supposed to be. They're going to tell you when the closing is and get that payoff statement through that day, okay? So, what do you want to do, okay? Well, first of all, you've heard me 1,000 times tell you, stop calling. You are dealing with like a grade A idiot on the other side. Now, they're not all idiots. Agreed. But generally, the people that can actually do something for you are not the people that are answering the phone. Okay? So, for example, NationStar has a research department. Okay? They have a customer service department that's separate, like an escalation type department. Okay? Those are where you need to send what's called a qualified written request or a QWR and ask and show the proof that the money was taken out and the amount is wrong, okay? And you want to say, this is an error, this is what I want to happen, period, okay? So what you're going to do if you're John, and then we're going to look at the back end of all of this, okay? So if I were John, I would send in a qualified written request, attaching my bank statement, circling the amount that was debited out of my account after it was closed. I would attach the paperwork showing the payoff statement that said what payoff amount was due, and I would attach the escrow disbursement check or copy of it with the amount that should have been disbursed, and I would list all of that as well. So now you've got a document that's qualified written request, saying this is a qualified written request per Section 6 of RESPA. I request a payoff statement. You all sent me a payoff statement. You sent the title company a payoff statement. Everything was paid off. Why did you debit my amount? Then you sent me an erroneous escrow disbursement check. I'd like the difference. Okay? So you're going to do that. Okay? Then what are you going to do? Well, you and I both know that generally the person that's taking money or holding money or whatever they're doing is probably not going to respond always in a favorable way if you're just dealing with them. So you want to bring a little meat, a little more muscle to the table. So then you're going to take that qualified written request and you're going to upload it to the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's complaint portal, which, by the way, their website is consumerfinance.gov. And you're going to submit a formal complaint against NationStar Mortgage, okay? And you're going to do the same thing at the FTC, okay? Now, the other thing you can do is you can also contact your local attorney general's office and submit a complaint to them and explain that they're taking money out of your account after a payoff statement was generated, okay? Now you've got a state entity working on your behalf, and you've got two federal agencies working on your behalf. I can tell you this, that will take you less than the 53 minutes and the multiple calls and hold on hold that you've spent altogether. Okay, it sounds like John spent a couple hours. Okay, you can recall a request and probably, if you know what you're talking about, especially in this. It's pretty cut and dry. You sent me a payoff statement. I paid that amount. You're still debiting money out of my account. You sent me an escrow check. It doesn't match up with my escrow balance. I want the rest of the money. Or I want you to show me where you made disbursements. That's it. So, again, I can say it in 5 minutes. You can write it in 20. Okay? So you write that. You attach all your information to it. And then from there, you submit those complaints, by the way, you do it electronically, right online, to the FTC and the CFPB, FTC.gov, consumerfinance.gov. Why do you send it to them? Well, that's an excellent question. So we're going to go to the CFPB's website, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Let me point out on the top left, it states an official website of the United States government. Pretty good place to be, you know? In this case, I think very effective for what you're seeking. Okay, so we're under a page stating what is a payoff amount. Is my payoff amount the same as my current balance? Okay, your payoff amount is how much you will actually have to pay to satisfy the terms of your mortgage loan and pay off your debt. Ding, ding. Okay, your payoff amount is different from your current balance, which is the amount you owe as of the date of your statement. Your payoff amount also includes the payment of any interest you owe through the day you intend to pay off your loan, and it may include other fees you have incurred and not paid. If you're paying off your loan early, you may have to pay a prepayment penalty. If you are considering paying off your mortgage, you can request a payoff from your lender or servicer. If your loan is a closed-end loan secured by your principal dwelling, once you request a payoff from the servicer, they'll provide you with an accurate statement of the total amount that would be required to satisfy your obligation in full as of a specified date. You can only have one principal dwelling at a time, so this does not include a vacation or their second home. Okay? So, seems pretty cut and dry. Okay? Now, I disagree with my mortgage servicer about the amount. It says, what can I do? Okay? All of this is under the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website, the CFPB's website at consumerfinance.gov. Let me read this to you. This is pretty much what's going on now. The first one was what was going on before. Now, this is what's going on now. I disagree with your mortgage servicer that if you disagree with your mortgage servicer about how much you owe, call or send a notice of error letter to your servicer. If you send a letter, your servicer has to respond to you and give you other protections. Okay? If you submit a letter, remember, include your name, home address, and mortgage account number. Use the name that's on your mortgage. Identify the error. Tell the servicer exactly what error you believe occurred. Put your letter on your payment coupon or other payment form. Make sure you mail the letter to the right address. In this case, you can actually email it or fax it or both, okay? If you have a problem with your mortgage, you can submit a complaint with the CFPB online or by calling them, okay? So that pretty much covers that. Now, that was at the CFPB's website. Now let's go to the FTC's website, the Federal Trade Commission's website. Okay, what is the Federal Trade Commission, you ask? Excellent. It is the nation's consumer protection agency. The FTC works to prevent fraud, fraudulent, deceptive, and unfair business practices in the marketplace. Okay, by the way, you have to scroll down all the way to the bottom on the bottom right to file a complaint with the FTC. Okay? Here they actually give you a sample dispute letter to a credit bureau, but they also will give you other sample dispute letters. Okay? Here it states, under federal law, your mortgage servicer must respond promptly to written inquiries known as qualified written requests. You believe you've been charged a penalty, late fee, or some other fee by mistake, or if you have other problems with servicing your loan, write to your servicer. Include your account number, explain why you believe the account is correct. They have 5 days to acknowledge receipt and 30 to answer. That's it. Okay? They have less if you file the complaint with the CFPB. Okay? So, again, folks, it's imperative that you know your rights, okay? You have to know your rights. You have to know what's going on in order to successfully tackle it, okay? This might amount to $50. It might amount to $500. I don't know. But either way, they shouldn't be holding any money, period, once you've already established that the payoff is the payoff, okay? In here, say the payoff statement is a document that specifies the amount needed to pay loan in full. Generally, servicers must give you the statement if you ask for it and follow instructions. Servicer must provide the statement within a reasonable time, generally 5 business days after receiving your request for payoff statements. Okay? Folks, I promise you, things are that easy to resolve. Staying on hold for 45 minutes, 59 minutes, 2 times, 5 times, 12 times, not fruitful for you. Okay, folks, you got to rights and assert your rights are part of the game. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact us. We're happy to help. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today to The Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. Know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. visit the FTC at the FTC.gov, visit the CFPB at, consumerfinance.gov, excuse me. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Know your rights and assert your rights. This is The Daily Complaint.